Chances are, if you had a routine doctor's appointment during the pandemic, it was a virtual visit. When the virus hit, government regulators relaxed the rules on telemedicine, and now companies are lobbying hard to keep those changes. Rachel Kors is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Rachel, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
It has been boom times for the industry in the past year, hasn't it? How much would you say it's grown?
It has. It's grown just exponentially. I mean, it's kind of beyond the wildest imaginations of the players who were in this space before. I mean, as I talked to companies that have made their business telehealth, I mean, they're talking about hundreds of percentage increases in just kind of the patient volumes that they've seen. And those, it has tapered off a little bit, but just the volumes that they've seen, kind of the freedom that they've had and the investment that they've gotten has really just been unprecedented.
Used to be, it was really difficult to see a doctor over the internet unless you lived in a really remote place. So what were some of the changes that happened with telemedicine during the pandemic that now that people are starting to kind of go back to real life, I put that in quotation marks, that these companies are trying hard to keep?
Right. Well, that's a good question. And I think as doctors' offices shut down last spring, government regulators didn't really have a choice but to relax so many of kind of the restrictions that they had put on telehealth in the past. And some of those were, for example, now Medicare pays doctors the same, whether they see a patient in person or see them via virtual visit. Healthcare providers can get paid for like audio visits. And, you know, doctors can see patients in other states, which has been really helpful for telehealth companies, because if you have a patient who, you know, wants to make an appointment in Kentucky, you don't have to have a doctor in Kentucky to do that. So those are a couple of changes. I mean, really, Medicare used to make patients go to an actual in-person clinic to have a telehealth visit with maybe a specialist somewhere else. So, I mean, these changes have really changed the game in terms of, you know, who can access telehealth and from where.
And if they were to go away, those changes, and the industry is, you know, again, governed by the pre-pandemic rules, what happens?
The analyst that we talked to for this story said that, you know, there could be some very serious financial consequences for companies that have kind of built their business on this telehealth boom. And one company that I spoke with, Doctor On Demand, said that they, you know, may need to scale back and just not offer like mental health services to Medicare patients if some in-person requirements that Congress decided to kind of use as guardrails are kept in place after kind of the end of this year. So, I mean, the stakes are very high for patient access here.
This industry grew very rapidly because of the pandemic, but there was never any promise that the regulations that were relaxed during this time would be permanent. I mean, this is a rare situation that we're in now. So why is there an expectation that it shouldn't go back to the way it was before?
I think consumers really like telehealth. And I think that's something that the industry is really hoping to leverage moving forward. It happens in Washington all the time that businesses will make investments based on regulations that aren't necessarily guaranteed. But this was a whole nother level where they kind of saw the financial opportunity. And it's kind of conventional wisdom in Washington that once you give someone a benefit, it's really hard to take it away again.
Rachel Kors is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT. Rachel, thank you.
Thanks so much.